It's Coast 93.1. Mike?
Yep.
Mike.
Oh, my God.
I had to. I have the button right there. And Lori, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Blown off here on Coast 93.1. So, Lori, you got in touch with us because you were getting blown off. Couple great dates. You guys go on a hike, and it was after the hike date that all of a sudden Mike disappears. And Mike, repeat what you said a second ago. You can't.
I just can't date someone who carries a gun or is like pro gun. It's just not me.
How in the hell did this happen?
How did it come up? Was this like a conversation on the hike?
Okay. Look, we're on this hike. It's great. Lori and I are having a great chat, you know, talking about like life and everything else. And I'm thinking like, we have like this real connection here. But then, I don't know if she told you, we hear this like rustling or like,
She said like a bear or a moose or something.
Yeah. Like a bear or a moose or something. And she like immediately goes into like defensive mode and she lifts up her shirt a little bit, and I can see, it looks like in her waistband, she's got a gun right there, right? And I was like, all right, this is ridiculous. And then, like, later on, she bent over, and I saw that she did, in fact, have a gun. I was just thrown off, totally thrown off.
So, okay.
You really can't be serious. I mean, look, this is Maine. I grew up in the woods. It's just part of how we live here. Like,
I hear you. I hear you, Lori. Honestly, like, I hear you. And like, I don't believe in guns. They freak me out. And it's just like, it's not my thing. Neither is hunting. And I know it's your thing, right? It's what you grew up with. But it's something I just cannot get on board with. And honestly, to be super frank, I feel like you should have made me aware that you brought it on the hike. Like, just out of curiosity, did you have it at dinner?
So I was raised by my dad, me and my sisters, and like we grew up hunting, and I am a perfectly legal and very responsible gun owner. Yes, I always have my gun with me, and it was in my car, and it's for my own protection. I'm a petite woman, and it's for my protection. That's how I was brought up, and it's my right, and so I'm safe with it. And I'm not doing anything that's wrong here. And I feel like you judging me is on something that you really know nothing about. Like,
look, Lori, you're great. And we've had so much fun. I just like that might all, you might be right. That might all be so, but I know what I believe. And I don't think that is going to change. Okay. And like, honestly, like I wish you the best. I don't think we're a match because of that. And it sucks because I think you're great. And there was a real connection there, but I can't get on board with this.
So,
I mean, honestly, you're making a mistake because you just don't find connection like that with anybody. But if you're going to stand on that, then, you know, so be it.
Right. I will say, like, I think I used to be more anti-gun until I moved to Maine. And I'm still... You know, I still support responsible gun ownership, but I will say, like, it's funny. I went on a hike with some relatives, and they brought guns because it was kind of deep in the woods. There was no cell phone reception and stuff, and if we, you know, there could have been creatures, you know.
Yeah.
And it was a little weird for me. I'm not a big gun guy. I've never like shot a gun or anything, you know.
No.
But I have to say, Mike, like you know, especially in Maine, you know, I think there's a fine line between being anti-gun and being respectful of respectful gun owners.
Yeah,
I get it. Like I honestly, like I understand. It's something that I have believed since the time that I was a kid. Like the world would be so much better without guns in it at all. Mm-hmm. And I can't. And I know that that's maybe like sort of like out there, right? And like that's never going to happen. But like, look, I cannot get behind and support or be with, I guess, you know, Lori, I'm sorry, somebody who sort of like perpetuates that. I just can't do it. It's so against my nature. Like that's just the way that it is.
I mean, I'm not going to say, like, Mike, I can't ever tell you that you can't believe in what you want to believe in, and I wouldn't do that to anyone, but the reality is our sidewalks are not made of bubblegum and rainbows, so what you're saying is completely philosophical, but this is a real world, so...
I get it. I just, like, Laurie, honestly, you're so great. I just don't buy that. Like, I don't buy it, okay? And I don't want to get into, like, a whole big thing, like, the political debate or whatever. I don't buy it, all right?
Okay.
Well, you both have your... Yeah,
and yeah, it's a shame because it is... I don't know which one of you said it, but one of you said it's hard to find a good connection sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
And when you do connect like that, you know, it's a shame that something like this ends up becoming a wedge issue, but I know, I don't know what to tell you. If it's so important to both of you and you can't be on the same page,
yeah, then
I guess maybe it won't work, but.
No, it won't.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
okay. Well, there you go. So, Laura, you have your answer, I guess.
Yes. Thank you for helping me figure it out. I'm going to be honest. I would have been thinking about that and never would have come up with that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So he didn't react like really shockingly when you. Well,
he didn't
take cover. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I was a little bit nervous. I was a little bit scared.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, honestly, I'd never seen it come. It doesn't matter. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, best of luck to both of you, and thanks for, you know, being honest and coming on the show.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care,
Lori.
Thank
you. Bye.
The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. If it's ever happening to you, you're getting blown off. You know where to go. Go to coast931.com.